This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Avengers Infinity War brings the Marvel Universe to a possibly end or center point that was completely expected. And that is to say, it was the equivalent of a jumbo holiday issue of a comic book, like a Christmas special that they used to have. And the jumbo size with the comic books were three times as big and three times as wide and cost three times as much and came out once a year. Holiday specials. And that's not to say that it's not fun to watch. It's just, it has a good character in Thanos, who's sent to destroy all of the Avengers and collect these Infinity Stones. The plot is not as interesting as the fact that you get to see Chris Hemsworth, Robert Downey Jr., Josh Brolin, Chadwick Boseman, Mark Ruffalo, Zoe Saldana, Chris Pratt, Chris Evans, Benedict Cumberbatch, Don Cheadle, Tom Holland, Elizabeth Olsen, Scarlett Johansson, Anthony Mackie. It's just, and then Peter Dinklage, Bradley Cooper, Gwyneth Paltrow, Vin Diesel, Benicio Del Toro, Tom Hiddleston, Idris Elba, William Hurt. I mean, everything is in this movie. And so you kind of know what you're getting into with it. It's a popcorn movie. It's made a lot of money at the box office. So I guess the question is, what's the upside of not having superheroes connect with each other in a movie? I think what makes superheroes interesting is sort of the horror of not fitting in, the idea that there could be this world that exists in subterfuge for people that don't fit into the mainstream, and usually identify during adolescence that they don't fit in, is really the draw of the superhero comic. And so I guess the all-star kind of game version of this has the same issues as the NBA all-star game and the Pro Bowl for football. And that is to say that nobody is really trying to win. What makes the sort of the narrative arc of a superhero connect with the individual in their hero's journey, to use the Joseph Campbell terminology, is that people can connect with the quest, the mission, the finding advice from an old sage, and returning back to one's roots, completed in a way that they weren't able to do so due to whatever shortcomings they identified. And that just doesn't happen in these movies. A lot of fun. Rest in peace, Stan Lee. A lot of fun watching it, but you can certainly watch 10 minutes here and 10 minutes there and not feel like you missed much. Just like an all-star game, depending on which section you're watching, you might watch like an interesting Zoe Saldana moment where Guardians of the Galaxy are doing something. You might watch something else and see the Hulk and Iron Man. You probably won't walk away remembering the movie for much longer than you spent watching it.